Are the 49ers changing their offensive philosophy? What the drafting of Ricky Pearsall could entail for the 49ers? Or was it something else that's given the idea the 49ers might be changing a few things up? All that and more in this episode of 49ers Cutback.
Glory days at the stick. From who's got it better than us to brick by brick. It's always the 49ers way, from off season to game day. Yeah, we talk back. It's the 49ers Cutback.
It's 49ers Cutback Podcast time. Welcome to the show, everyone. This is going to be a fun episode because we're going to talk about the 49ers potentially changing their philosophy. And this has been something that people have been asking ever since the draft. In the 2024 NFL draft, the 49ers selected Ricky Pearsall in round one. And now you've got four very viable threats at the top of the 49ers wide receiver room. Now, Brandon Ayuk, of course, is dealing with contract negotiations, but the truth is there's a very strong likelihood he's going to be on this team, whether he's extended or if he's playing on his fifth-year option. And the 49ers have Deebo Samuel. He's under contract for a couple more years. They re-signed Juwan Jennings to an extension this offseason, and then they added two rookies to this already crowded wide receiver room. Of course, drafting Ricky Pearsall in round one, and then in round four, Jacob Cowing, adding more 4-3 speed to a room that already has Danny Gray, who runs a 4-3, Chris Conley, who used to run a 4-3, but now is a very good veteran, and then Ronnie Bell, who was a seventh-round pick last year, who played significant time for the 49ers during the season. So when you start looking at that, you start getting questions about what the 49ers are going to do. And we've seen what the 49ers have ran every single year since Kyle Shanahan's been at the helm. What we've seen traditionally is him moving further and further into the 21 personnel, sometimes 22 personnel. And that 21 personnel is two running backs and one tight end. And when you have Christian McCaffrey, Kyle Juszczyk, and George Kittle, 21 personnel seems to be a great package to run. But change is inevitable. And as you see the league and the way that the league approaches certain things, you have to make sure you're on the cutting edge. Now, drafting an extra wide receiver and going to 11 personnel, I think is what a lot of people would like the 49ers to run more of. They do run 11 personnel, but for the most part, they like having Kyle Juszczyk on the field because of the personnel that it makes the defense run. Kyle Shanahan likes to find advantages for his offensive players by dictating what personnel grouping the defense is in. And of course, coordinators around the league, that is their job. They're trying to get the best matchups for their players. The 49ers have some players on their team that have very unique set of skills that really help them be able to dominate certain types of matchups. So he can use them in certain ways to take advantage. It's a very fun offense, especially when it gets rolling and you start tying your run game to your passing game. So in this episode, we're going to go through, we're going to talk about the 11 personnel. Could the 49ers be moving more towards 11 personnel, or could they be going another direction? We're going to hear straight from Kyle Shanahan on whether there's going to be an offensive change. We're going to hear from Clay Kubiak about how the 49ers do their offensive scheme. And of course, we're just going to talk this thing out. We're going to listen to Kyle Shanahan. We're going to give, I'm going to get into some of my own points of view on how I see this going and look at trends around the league to see if the 49ers are changing philosophy or if the 49ers are changing subtleties and moving in a direction and maybe a cutting edge way of handling offense in the NFL. Thanks so much for joining. Like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I really appreciate it. If you're listening on audio platform, 49ers Cutback on Believe, please give it a 5-star rating. And if you're going to bet, bet with Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, Head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. Or shoot, even unwind with one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today and get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. And this is something that's been pretty well talked about as far as people wondering when the 49ers were going to make a shift. When everyone is zigging, normally Kyle Shanahan is zagging. He was running a lot of outside zone, and then he started running a lot of gap scheme in 2019. He continues to try to evolve as the league continues to evolve. As you've seen people starting to take away or use 11 personnel to take away the advantage of a nickel in the run game, the 49ers started finding a big wide receiver like Juwan Jennings to take advantage of the small nickel in the run game. So this has been something that we've seen continue out through the league, people taking advantage of certain matchups. And I think with the evolution of the nickel formation, it is, and personnel grouping, it has really changed the NFL because they're in more nickel now than ever before. You have to change the way you run offense because of the nickel packages. Now, if you can get them into a nickel package while you're in a heavy set, you have an advantage to run the football. Kyle Shanahan loves to run the football. But if you're going to get a situation where you're going to get them a nickel, but they're going to have a big nickel, you got to be able to throw the football and take advantage of them that way. So it's a very interesting way of continuing to build the process of my players against your players, my chess pieces against your chess pieces. How can I get you in a certain direction? Now, first off, the 49ers' weapons that they're going to be able to use this season are pretty ideal. Just, we mentioned the wide receivers, but Ayuk, Debo, Juwan Jennings, and then you get to the rookies, Ricky Pearsall, Jacob Cowing, and then whoever makes the roster, Danny Gray, Ronnie Bell, Chris Conley, it doesn't matter. One of those guys will be the sixth wide receiver. That's impressive. Then you look at the tight end room and what the 49ers have done there. George Kittle and now Logan Thomas, and Logan Thomas was a very significant part of the Washington Commanders football team last year. 55 catches, almost 500 yards receiving, 4 touchdowns. That's a great number. Something the 49ers haven't had as a backup tight end. So you add him to the weapons. And we'll see what happens with Cameron Latu, Braden Willis, Eric Saubert, and those guys battling for that third tight end position. And then you look over in the running back room, and you've got Christian McCaffrey, the most dynamic offensive player on the 49ers. I mean, he can do it all. I mean, Debo probably in that same category, but McCaffrey touches the ball more than Debo because he starts in the backfield, but he was offensive player of the year. But he's not the only one there. The cupboard's not bare behind him. He's also got Elijah Mitchell, Jordan Mason. They added Isaac Garendo. And you've got Brock Purdy pulling the trigger on it. So weapons upon weapons upon weapons at every single position for the San Francisco 49ers. Now, I can see why, looking at it, you see the wide receiver room and you're like, 11 personnel. Because 11 personnel would keep Christian McCaffrey on the field. It would keep George Kittle on the field. And then it would put 3 wide receivers. Brandon Ayuk, presumably. Debo Samuel and Juwan Jennings. You could mix it up. Sometimes Ricky Pearsall. Sometimes Jacob Cowing, depending on the matchup that you were looking for. You still have flexibility to do that. Now, of course, it would probably be Cowing against a big nickel because he can win getting in and out of his break. It's a smaller nickel. It's Juwan Jennings. That gives you some flexibility. So you can see an advantage right there alone with personnel just by having those two different guys, or even Pearsall, who can create separation in the slot. So just that alone, depending on team you're playing, you can get them in a certain look that definitely benefits your football team, and that's what you're doing. Now, of course, I didn't mention Juszczyk in the players, but that's one of the things. If you go more predominantly 11 personnel, more 3 wide receivers, Kyle Juszczyk's going to spend less time on the field. And Kyle Juszczyk has been a very important player to the 49ers' offensive success. His ability not only to block, but to win against linebackers and safeties has been significant. Now, we've seen his influence on the offense as far as the passing game seem to diminish year by year since he's been in San Francisco. But he's still been asked to come in and make big plays when it's time, and to make big key blocks when it's time to do so. Well, the first thing we got to know, and they asked Kyle Shanahan, hey, is the offensive philosophy going to change? Is it going to be three wide receiver sets? And here's what Kyle Shanahan had to say about the 49ers changing their offensive philosophy in 2024.
You're looking maybe at go more three wides?
No, I don't think we have a change in philosophy on anything. You just name five receivers and usually keep six. You know, sometimes you can keep five and keep three on practice squad. So, I mean, that's kind of how the numbers work out. And we had a couple guys who had been here for a while that we lost in free agency. And, you know, you got to replace those guys. It won't be easy with Charlie and Dwelly, but we do have a group who have been here. That's also why, you know, we anticipated that that could happen. That's why you invest in guys like Latu and Braden the year before and hope that they get work so they're ready to take over that role. And that was tough on Latu missing that whole year. But Braden got a lot of work because of it, and it gives him a better chance now to try to go in that spot with the guys he's going against.
I mean, it makes sense to me. Why are you going to make wholesale changes to your philosophy when you've got an offense that's been producing very well, especially last year? There for a while, they were close to 30 points a game on offense. Injuries to Debo, Trent Williams definitely influenced that a lot. But we saw an emergence of Brock Purdy. Christian McCaffrey produced all season, and now you're adding some more talent to that. You're adding some more offensive line depth to this room. So the overall philosophy is not going to change, but more than likely there's going to be more wrinkles, and maybe there's some adjustments here and there. And what am I talking about? Well, just a simple adjustment to the 49ers offense last year was the exit motion. And of course, there's been a debate whether it was started by Kyle Juszczyk in the 2018 season by accident, was it 2021? But anyways, once Mike McDaniel left, he started running an exit motion where the offensive player motions to the sideline pre-snap. Now, we've seen this over the years run for different offenses. I think Bill Walsh even ran it some back then, but predominantly it hasn't been used in the NFL lately. Well, that's considered a wrinkle. The offensive philosophy doesn't change, but you add a wrinkle to create something for your playmakers. Wrinkles make a lot more sense, but I also think that there could be something to what the 49ers end up doing personnel-wise. When you bring in certain guys, you can have certain matchups, and maybe they haven't had the guys to match it up all the time. But what is the 49ers' philosophy? I think a lot of times people see it, and they're just saying, hey, why do the 49ers run the football all the time? Sometimes you need to throw. And there's a clear reason why the 49ers do what they do. Their offensive philosophy isn't just about running or passing, but it's about making everything look the same, tying things together. So that way defenses start getting confused when they start looking at what you're running. If you can run a run play, but then also have a play action pass coming off of it or a reverse to Debo coming off of it, then you've got different principles that a defense must honor. So do they play the run first? Yes, if you're being successful in the run game, they have to play the run first, which means you're going to get some advantages when you are able to run play action pass. It looks the same. Linebackers have to bite on the run game, step up, boom, pass over the top to George Kittle or to Debo on a slant or to somebody else. That is a effect of making things look the same. Not all offenses take the time to tie things together. It takes a real work of art together. It also takes a principle and a thought to keep the scheme the same, to keep the rules the same, no matter what it looks like. Holes in that will create a little bit of some problems. Now, as we go through this episode, just a little look ahead, I am going to put a little thing, a little nugget out there that could be a 49ers subtle change to philosophy this season with a certain personnel grouping. So pay attention to that. That'll be coming up. But right now I want to talk about what Clay Kubiak had to say about tying run to pass and just the amount of guys it takes to work together to get this thing right. It's what the 49ers do.
Absolutely. Yeah. It all ties together. Starts with formations, starts with our scheme and how we want to tie runs into play actions and protections and all those things. So it all ties together, and we, you know, Brian and Coach Furscher, we all do a good job of kind of working together to try to make our offensive install look like what we're going to be in the season.
You know, he's working with Coach Furscher. He's working with Fleury. They're going to get this thing to where everything looks the same, and it has to be a full buy-in. Running backs have to run things the same way. Offensive linemen have to block it the same way. Tight ends have to react the same way. Wide receivers have to be on run plays doing their job, and then on pass plays making it look the same while you're getting open. It is a complete process and a complete buy-in, and it happens with the coaches as well when it comes to install. And that's what everyone's learning right now. When you're installing it, you're installing that base offense. You want things to look the same. So that's what the 49ers philosophy is to make things look the same, tie the pass and run game together so that way you can have a successful running game that also leads to a very successful passing game through play action. Now, of course, you're going to have your drop back game as well, which with Brock Purdy, the 49ers ran more drop back last year, which was a nice changeup. But the 49ers bread and butter is still that run game with Christian McCaffrey tied into what you're going to get from that 49ers passing game. And so when you start looking at how the 49ers could change things up, one of the first things is how much is Christian McCaffrey going to touch the football? McCaffrey touched the football almost 400 times last season. Just not having McCaffrey touch the ball as much is a little bit of a philosophy change. Well, here's what Kyle Shanahan had to say about Christian McCaffrey's usage and what they can do to maybe limit the amount of times that Christian McCaffrey touches the football.
I mean, I don't think it always needs to be that case with all the runs. Like, we got guys that can run the ball and stuff. We got to protect Christian from himself. He doesn't like to ever come out, no matter what the situation is. And I do think that's something we could protect him with more. When you are such a threat in the pass game, it's a little bit different, you know, and that's when you get touches from a running back. A lot of times you're the last choice, just everyone's deep and you throw it to a check down. So like halfbacks can get six targets in a game without one play called for them, just because they're on check downs a lot. And so how do we feel about those touches? Man, I'm glad he was out there for that check down. That means no one's around and he's getting up the field and he's as good of a threat on a check down as there can be. But if he's just taking the wear and tear with 20 carries and stuff every game, and he's definitely good enough to do that and he's proved he can stay healthy, but you'd like to take some of that off of him and give it to other guys also.
Now, just listening to what Kyle said, giving Christian McCaffrey, you know, some breathers and less touches when it comes to running the football, I think doesn't really change the philosophy, because you could say, well, if we're just going to look to give him less touches, maybe we go to an empty set, five wide receivers. We go to a different look that's four wide receivers and a tight end with George Kittle. And you could have these different looks that could potentially, you know, change the way you run your offense. But with McCaffrey mainly taking opportunities off when it comes to running the football, that just means that you're going to have more opportunities for Elijah Mitchell, for Jordan Mason, for Isaac Garendo to get some carries within this offense. I don't know if it changes personnel groupings a whole lot. Now, it could. It could mean you want to do things a little bit different. You want to marry what Christian McCaffrey does to Kyle Juszczyk being on the field. Maybe pull Juszczyk off. There could be some things there. But to me, this means they're going to still planning on running the football and doing that pretty consistently. But one thing that has changed, and this is a big change before we go through the personnel and I go into what I think is going to be a change for the 49ers as far as their philosophy that Kyle Shanahan is not going to mention, but I think it is going to happen this season, is the 49ers signed a tight end too now. And I know that, you know, Logan Thomas has, everyone tells me he's been dealing with some injuries over the years. He did have an ACL tear a couple years ago. Now he's far removed from that. He's played a lot of games over the last two seasons, over 30 games. He's had a lot of success. So Logan Thomas being added to this roster does give the 49ers some flexibility. And we know 49ers like 21 personnel. We've seen them run 22 personnel. You know, you get down to the goal line, you want to run some big sets. Maybe you go three tight ends. Those things are all clear. So here's what Kyle Shanahan had to say about Logan Thomas. And then when we get back, we're going to unpack it and we're going to get into the meat and potatoes of the 49ers potentially running some different personnel groupings than maybe they've run in the past.
I really wanted to just up the competition there with the group and get a guy in there who's had success in this league in the run and pass game, has been on a few teams and done it before. You know, we like our group and there's some competition there. But having the opportunity at this point in the season to be able to add a veteran like Logan with his skill set and be able to get him in here to come compete and him being ready for it was something we were kind of pumped to pull off at this time. And we're just going to have him watch this week because he just got here today. And we'll give him a chance to come into training camp and compete with those guys.
So you got Logan Thomas, and he talks about Cameron Latu and Braden Willis. And the effort the 49ers want to have a second tight end that is very capable. Number one, you want that guy in case George Kittle is out. I mean, that's clear. But could it lead to something else? So most of the league has been pushing towards 11 personnel. You get 11 personnel, that means one running back, one tight end, three wide receivers. That has been the trend around the league, taking advantage of space, taking advantage of speed, to be able to get the football out. Now, the one that made this really fly is Sean McVay with what he did with the Los Angeles Rams. He didn't want Cooper Kupp not on the field. He wanted to run the same sort of thing the 49ers run, 21 personnel, but he didn't want to lose Kupp off the field when he first came to the league. So what they did was start going 11 personnel, and they had tremendous success running the football. They were able to take advantage of wide receivers blocking smaller nickels, and some of the lanes, some of the spacing was better for them to run the football. So that has been all the rave around the NFL. Now, Kyle Shanahan, like I said, continues to zig when everyone zags, because even though the 49ers' usage of 11 personnel has trended upward just a little bit through time, he still runs more 21 personnel than pretty much anyone in the league. Last year, Atlanta did run more 21 personnel than the 49ers, but that's going to change. New head coach, new offensive system there. 49ers are still going to lead the way in 21 personnel. But could there be another personnel grouping on the horizon that's about to get more looks than they've ever had in San Francisco? I believe that 12 personnel is about to get more of the 49ers percentage than it has ever got before. And the 49ers have ran 12 personnel a little bit in the past. If you look at it, it's around 12 to 15% depending on season. But that means getting one running back, Christian McCaffrey, and two tight ends on the field. Now, since 2019, in fact, since 2017, the 49ers really haven't had the guys that they could do it consistently. Of course, they had Garrett Celek back then. Maybe you did it a little bit with George Kittle and then a single back. But imagine this now, whether you have Logan Thomas. You could run 12 personnel. 12 personnel is going to go ahead and throw a 4-3 or a base defense at you because they are going to account for two tight ends. They've got to match up in the run game. And I know that pulls Kyle Juszczyk off the field. That's why you don't run it as predominantly as you run a 21 personnel, because you still like the Juszczyk matchup. But now that you've got a formidable tight end as tight end two, and a guy that can make things happen, can still block adequately, you have the ability to not just put both those guys in the route, but you can alternate which ones go. You make linebackers cover tight ends. In some cases, that's a huge problem for defenses, especially against George Kittle. Then you look over at Logan Thomas, and he's 6'6", almost 260 pounds, and now you've got a linebacker or a safety dealing with that size. So you can run the football with Christian McCaffrey. It creates extra gaps for a defense to have to figure out. That means maybe bringing a safety in the box, which could open some things up for your two wide receivers, Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel. And why do I think that this is a philosophy the 49ers could go to? Number one, Miami fooled with it a little bit during preseason last year, and we know the exit motion, 49ers and Mike McDaniel watch each other. They have conversations about what's going to work. But also, Kyle Shanahan zigs when everyone else zags. And we've seen him run 21 personnel. Teams are starting to figure out what the 49ers are doing there. But now you've got a different element that you could run 12 personnel. How does a defense respond? It's something 49ers could definitely figure out. But when you have unique talent players like McCaffrey and Deebo, you can still move those guys around. It gives you some very interesting looks schematically. Now, when you're looking at what they do, I had to have more of a base than just, I think that's what they're going to do. Is also, I looked at one of the coaches that they brought in, Mick Lombardi. And Mick Lombardi was with the New England Patriots off and on throughout his career. He was also with the New England Patriots when they ran a ton of 12 personnel in the early 2010s when they had Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez. And he was there and saw how it worked, and it was very successful for New England. Well, guess who's a senior offensive assistant for the San Francisco 49ers this year? Mick Lombardi. I think there could be some influence into 12 personnel. The 49ers might run more 12 personnel than they've ever ran before. Now, of course, Logan Thomas is part of the reason you're going to do it. You were hoping Cameron Latu or Braden Willis were going to be able to be those guys. And before that, it was Charlie Warner. It was never made sense for you to put two tight ends on the field and take Juszczyk off because Juszczyk was a threat in the passing game. Now it makes sense. Not so much that you want to get Juszczyk off the field, but what it does is you have a different matchup. We talked about it earlier, Juwan Jennings versus the smaller nickel corner as far as the run game. And then you've got Jacob Cowing against the bigger nickel corner or Ricky Pearsall. That way they can create separation. It's all about matchups. And here's an opportunity for the 49ers to zig when everyone else is zagging. 12 personnel is not ran that much around the league. It has been increasing a little bit over the last year or so. This would give the 49ers an opportunity to put some teams in some hurt. When you're talking about personnel groupings, the 49ers now have the personnel where they can run pretty much all of these looks, and it could be interesting. We might see some things that we've never saw the 49ers run. We could actually see some 10 personnel this year, which means one running back and four wide receivers. Now that means you have to take George Kittle off the field. But imagine if you're a defense and you have to worry about 49ers going to 10 personnel and George Kittle not being on the field and dealing with four wide receivers, and they can all get open. And you've got to go ahead and put out extra defensive backs, but Juwan Jennings can still block. What could you do with that? We've seen the Rams have some success with that in the past, putting a wide receiver and making him block. 49ers put Juwan Jennings in situations where he blocks offensive linemen. You could actually run a trap play. You have so many things you can do, and I think it's important for the 49ers to keep evolving as an offense, to keep having different looks. With two tight ends also, you can have guys, extra guys in line. I think it's interesting the way the 49ers could handle this thing with 12 personnel. So with the two extra inline blockers, you can more, what do? Set up play action passes through it. And so you run the ball early with the 12 personnel, and then you can throw off of it later. What it does is it gives you a different look. And we just had Clay Kubiak talk about tying the run game to the pass game. Well, here's another formation, another personnel grouping that could do it with through multiple different looks when it comes to 12 personnel. I think it's an interesting thing for the San Francisco 49ers. How does a defense go ahead and handle it? Are they going to be in their base? If it's third down, it's third and short, are they going to come in with their base, or are they going to run nickel or dime? Can you take advantage of them? So I don't think the 49ers are changing their philosophy. I think Kyle Shanahan is telling the truth. I think what they are doing, though, is evolving as an offense. They're adding wrinkles like exit motion, and I'm sure there'll be some other things as well that they add this season that are plays, that are looks. But I think also now they have an opportunity to add 12 personnel and see how that will affect other football teams around the league. Let's see what the 49ers are able to do with George Kittle and Logan Thomas on the field sometimes, and not Kyle Juszczyk. And who knows, maybe there'll be some 22 personnel. But I think it's interesting. You have McCaffrey, Kittle, Logan Thomas, Ayuk, and Debo on the field together. That gives you some opportunities for some interesting formational looks, from interesting matchups, and that might change the game. You've got to make sure you keep defenses on their toes, and I think this could be a way to do it. So are they changing their philosophy? Probably not. Are they changing some of the things they do within their scheme to go ahead and take advantage of what other teams are presenting? Absolutely. That's how you stay ahead of the game. When everyone's doing one thing, you do something else. You double down on something else, and you bring in coaches that understand it. 49ers now have coaches on offense that know a bunch of different types of schemes, that have been in different places and seen different things. And it's going to be cool to see what the 49ers do. I want to see the impact of Mick Lombardi. Everyone was wondering about him. On the other side, you got Brandon Staley going to add some extra wrinkles and things there. So 49ers, full personnel this year, I think it's a possibility. Thanks for watching. Like and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. I really appreciate it. If you're listening on audio platform, 40 Yards Cutback on Believe. This episode was brought to you by Bet Online. The game starts here. I'll catch you guys in the next one. Until then, stay safe. And remember, the right way is always the 49ers way.